Diaspora. Have you ever moved house? It's a lot of work. There may be some people in your class who have even moved to Ireland from another country. Ask anyone who has done it. Moving a family to live in any new place, be it a few kilometres or several thousand kilometres away, is a very big step to take. There are currently about 6 million people living on the island of Ireland. Worldwide, about 70 million people claim to have Irish origins. When did all these people or their ancestors move away and why? There is an old Greek word diaspora, which means scattering. It is used to describe the people from a country who have been lost through emigration. The Irish diaspora began in the 1800s. Peaking during and after the Great Famine of 1845 to 1852. In the 1830s, about 8 million people lived in Ireland. Most people were dependent on potatoes as their main food. When the potato crops failed year after year because of the potato blight fungus, people starved to death. About 1 million people perished due to hunger and malnutrition, which means undernourishment. The only alternative for many desperate souls was to emigrate. Ships carrying emaciated, which means thin due to starvation, hungry people began to sail from Ireland to places such as the United States of America, Canada, Britain, and Argentina. These voyages often took weeks to complete, and the conditions on board many of the ships were appalling. Some ships were nicknamed coffin ships. Many who set out from Ireland did not survive the often harrowing journey. Those who did survive were often treated with suspicion and contempt by the people of their new adoptive homelands. The immigrant Irish were generally in poor health, poorly educated, and many of them did not speak English very well. The best they could hope for was the most difficult, dangerous and menial, which means low status, work. For this reason, it was the immigrant labourers who built the canals and railroads of America. People came from all over the world looking for opportunities in places like America and Australia. These immigrants worked long, hard hours to provide food, shelter and education for their children. It was this education that gave the next generation the chance of better work and a better life. Slowly, the immigrants settled down, earned the respect of their neighbours, and built new lives for themselves. Fact box. When people leave a country, they emigrate. When they come to a country, they immigrate. An emigrant becomes an immigrant when he or she arrives in a new land. In time, the grandchildren of emigrant labourers would become successful business people, professionals, and even presidents. Emigration from Ireland continued even when the famine ended. Letters from those who had emigrated told of the opportunities in new countries. The chance of building a better life for oneself and one's family was a huge lure. Every year, tens of thousands continued to travel abroad, never to return. By 1900, the total population of Ireland had dropped to about 2 million people. Ireland was by no means the only country to experience this level of immigration. Many countries have had their own diasporas for a variety of reasons. Some were caused by people wanting a better life, while others wanted to flee a natural disaster such as a famine or danger such as war. No matter where these people came from, their experiences would have been very similar. A story of courage in the face of leaving one's home for an uncertain future in a strange land. A story of having to work hard while hoping that things would get better. A story of not always being accepted or welcomed in the new land. Fact box. American presidents such as Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama have claimed Irish ancestry. The Ford Motor Company was founded by Henry Ford, whose family came from Cork. Fact box. Millions of European immigrants to America first had to pass through the Special Immigrant Arrival and Examination Centre at Ellis Island in New York Harbour when they arrived in the country. Those who were not deemed healthy or fit enough were sent back home. Diasporas also came about when a country set out to conquer territories and establish colonies that would provide wealth. In the 1800s, Britain was the centre of the largest empire the world has ever seen, ruling nearly one third of the planet. English traditions and the language travelled the world. For this reason, English is spoken worldwide. Other European countries followed the British Empire's example. France, Portugal, Spain and Holland all had colonies abroad in Asia, Africa or the Americas. Fact box. Hernando Cortes was one of the Spanish conquistadors who conquered large parts of Central and South America for Spain in the 16th century. Regardless of whether people moved by choice or because they had to, there has been a huge mix of language and culture around the world. This will continue to happen as people move around in search of a better life. Many of the conquistadors were the younger sons of Spanish noble families. These men knew that their older brothers would inherit the family titles and wealth at home in Spain. They themselves would receive little or nothing. Therefore, they set off to the New World in search of wealth. Some would stop at nothing to achieve it. Many new foods were brought to Europe from the New World. Maize, potatoes, chocolate, peanuts, vanilla, tomatoes, pineapples, lima beans, sweet and chili peppers, tapioca and turkeys all originally came from either North or South America. Large numbers of Chinese people went to America in the 19th century. They too were searching for a better life for themselves and their families. Many Chinese people worked and died helping to build the first railroads across the United States of America. Famous Chinese dishes such as chop suey were invented in America. European settlers brought diseases with them to North and South America. Illnesses such as measles and smallpox were unknown to Native Americans and they had no immunity, which means natural resistance, to them. Whole tribes were virtually wiped out in a matter of a few years as a result of these diseases.